The following program is being brought to you on the Voice America Empowerment Channel. For more information about our network and to check out additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericaempowerment.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
Welcome to today's Inspiring Women with your host, Deanne DeMarco. On today's program, you'll meet the next business and entrepreneurial rising star. You'll learn from their successes, challenges, and life lessons to find out what has made them recognized in their fields. Now, here is your host, Deanne DeMarco.
Welcome to today's Inspiring Women. I'm your host, Deanne DeMarco. And if you are ready to take the next steps to be empowered and motivated and better equipped for success, then stay tuned. We have got a great show for you today. We have a lady who has had a very interesting progression to the vice president level of a major corporation. And our second guest today is going to be showing you how to get that invention that you have, maybe in your mind or maybe that you've been working out, how to get that to market. And that's what we're going to be talking about today. I can't wait to introduce you to my first guest. Our first guest is a vice president of the UPS store, but she's got a really interesting history. Back in 1988, she had various positions with the UPS store, in accounts receivable, a revenue account manager, area operations support, director of operations, and then later she became the area franchise for Northern Virginia for the next 13 years, along with her husband. So they became multiple area franchisee owners of multiple UPS stores in the area. And then later she became a consultant for the UPS store, where she provided training for associates in corporate-owned stores and facilitated education to franchises and franchisees. And then in 2013, just last year, Judy Milner was appointed to Vice President of Operational Support. So I'm really excited to introduce you to Judy Milner. Judy, welcome to today's Inspiring Women.
Deanne, thank you. I truly am honored and appreciate being a part of your show today.
You know, I just think your background is so interesting. I mean, you're a lady who really did climb this corporate ladder from holding all these different positions now up to the vice president level. And I just think that, tell us a little bit, how did you actually make that progression? I mean, was VP in the front of your brain or the back of your brain, or?
You know, it wasn't. I really truly feel honored on how my career journey and life circle started out here. I started, as you had mentioned, at corporate in various different roles and responsibilities. And, you know, I was working a lot of long hours at that point in time and was very interested in the business. And I asked myself the question. I said, hey, you know, if I'm working this hard, why don't I go do what I'm teaching? Why don't I go become a part of the network? And so my husband and I went and bought the franchises and certainly learned a lot through that experience before having the opportunity to return into the corporate level. So it wasn't something that was on the back of my mind, but it certainly helped with the progression of the passion I have for this particular business and wanting to give back.
I mean, it's very different, you know, being in the corporate office and being in the field and running a store. I mean, those are two different things. I mean, you could talk about it, you can train about it, but until you really own and operate a store, I mean, it's a whole different world.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. You know, years ago, I heard a franchise owner who owned multiple locations say that when you own one location, you're operating a business, but when you own multiple locations, you're running a company.
Yeah.
You know, the talents and the skills for multiple locations, have more to do with building a team and surrounding yourself with the right people and people that will treat your customers the way you want them treated, so that they're treated that way when you're not there.
I mean, it's so difficult. I mean, owning and operating multiple franchise locations, I mean, that is not an easy task. I mean, what are some of the other biggest challenges that you've had in running multiple locations?
You know, owning multiple locations, you spend most of your time working on your business as opposed to working in the business. So one of the constant challenges is continuing to provide that training, the motivation, strong communication skills with associates, key components to help make sure that your team not only is competent, but also capable to meet and understand their expectations. And if they don't meet them, exceed those expectations to continue to be that support foundation you need to be able to run multiple locations.
Yeah, because you can't be in each of those stores on a day-to-day basis. So
correct.
you have to have the right people in the right places to carry that on for you.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
I mean, hiring and training has got to be absolutely critical when you have multiple locations.
It absolutely is. And finding the people that can actually help balance some of the strengths and the other opportunities that exist in any location, identifying those strengths, and then finding others that might have growth opportunities, and being able to find another person that could help in and bring in that balance. All
Absolutely.
Key components.
Yeah, I mean, so, you know, some of our listeners out there might have been toying with the idea of being a franchise owner, whether with the UPS store, which I think is a great facility actually myself, or maybe some other company. What are some things that you think that an entrepreneur really needs to be thinking about before they go down the franchise road?
Yeah, the good news is that the franchise industry is growing, and people do want to be their own boss. But they still want to or need the proven system. You know, and there's over 900,000 established franchise businesses in the U.S. today. And I truly believe that there are some key commonalities that people, when considering a franchise opportunity, should pursue. You know, find a franchise that you're passionate about and that you really see yourself in long term and that you really believe you'll enjoy.
Mm-hmm.
Do your homework. Understand the initial investment. Understand the long-term investment. Understand the expectations. You know, I mentioned my current position in the operations arena.
Mm-hmm.
And in that, that often means that you have to understand the rules, regulations, and sometimes the responsibilities expected of you by the franchisor. But also being able to also understand the tools and resources that are available to you and then utilize them. Tap into those resources. You know, franchising and franchising with the business model, they've learned what works, what doesn't, and they continue to enhance to try to help make them better. So I always used to ask myself and ask other franchise owners that I had the opportunity to meet, and what are the first questions I should be asking myself if this was a road I really wanted to pursue?
Mm-hmm.
And that is, am I prepared to make that investment financially?
Mm-hmm.
Am I prepared to invest not only the time but the energy it's going to take to start my own business?
Mm-hmm.
And then where do you see yourself in this business over the course of your overall goals and objectives? And by that, I mean this. I found as a franchise owner, in the first year, I called those my growing pains. Growing pains because during that first year, you're learning, the business is changing, the business is growing, you're running into various obstacles, challenges that you may not have been prepared for. And how did I handle those? How did I overcome those to continue on that path? After the first year, you begin to build a little bit more confidence in yourself and your capabilities and a general understanding of the business in general. So you feel a little bit better about where you're at. Mm-hmm. And as you go into year two, you begin to say, I am ready for the next phase. I'm ready for new challenges. I'm ready for new, in our case, products and services. I'm prepared, and I believe that I've positioned my team to be able to adopt, accept, and participate in them. And then as you start walking down that and you have that consistency in building that stronger foundation, I found that year 3 to 5 became an area where you would actually make new decisions. And by those new decisions, it was, do I continue to grow in the particular location that I'm in? Do I want to expand and become bigger? Is this providing me the quality of life that I was hoping for when I became my own boss?
Mm-hmm. Well, some really good questions a person needs to be asking themselves. You know, and I think some, I mean, all of them are good. I think one of the ones that I think is real important that you talked about is, can I have a passion for the business, and do I have the energy to spend in this business? I don't think people realize that when you are your own boss, how much energy it does take.
Absolutely.
Do you agree?
Yeah. I absolutely agree. And because oftentimes all of the tasks in the day-to-day ends up often on your shoulders. You're the
sure.
one that's executing. You're the one that has to get it done.
Yeah. When I was in graduate school, I was a manager of a fast food restaurant to pay for grad school. And I had no idea of how much energy it took to manage that store. And frankly, I wasn't prepared for that. It took me totally by surprise. And so when you're talking about owning your own business as a franchise, it's the exact same thing. You have to be ready for that energy. And you have to be passionate about, you have to believe in the product that you're selling, in my opinion.
You do. And you're absolutely correct in that people looking into getting into their own business don't truly understand what it means to really be on 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. Initially, that's what it takes to get started.
It sure does. Totally believe that. So what skills or knowledge do you think an entrepreneur needs before they enter into a franchise venture?
As I was sharing in your previous question, you know, typically the franchisor provides the resources, the business model.
Mm-hmm.
But the franchisee provides the resourcefulness. What the franchisee brings to the table is their work ethic,
mm-hmm.
their attention to detail, their people skills, their
mm-hmm.
intuitiveness, team building, their desire to achieve, their drive, and their determination. You know, in a free mm-hmm. enterprise environment, you have to coach, counsel, and communicate effectively. So the better the skills, the better the results. And when I say skills, I'm talking about general business foundation and how to talk to customers. Being able to identify your strengths in areas that you may not have the highest level of confidence, but you are able to build a team or identify resources to help fill in those gaps.
Yeah.
Let me give you an example.
Sure.
As a UPS store, they happen to offer a training program for a new franchisee. Because I've gone through that, and I recognize that it was an award-winning program designed to help new franchisees and develop their business acumen and day-to-day operational skills and knowledge needed to own that business.
Mm-hmm.
So you ask the question as you go down the road of pursuing what's needed and what knowledge to become that entrepreneur or buy into that particular franchise. You know, the question is, does the franchise that you're looking at provide the tools and resources so that you can adopt the foundation, yet bring your own personality and strength to continue to build from it?
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah. I think you mentioned some really important points. I'm shaking my head. Yes, yes, yes. You know, I'm just referring back to thinking back to those days when I managed that restaurant for 3 years, you know, and I'm still going, yep, you need that. Yep, you need that. You need to be able to coach and counsel and communicate. I mean, yeah, I'm shaking my head. You can't see my head shaking on this head, but I'm going, yep, I totally agree. You know, and I don't think people really, you know, you could say those words, you need to be able to coach, counsel, and communicate effectively. But to say those words and to really live those words are two different things. And I really believe that, you know, being a good, effective manager, you must be able to coach, counsel, and communicate effectively. I mean, it's right on the money. You know, we need to take a quick break here, and then I want to come back and talk a little bit more about the whole franchise world, and then what in your role as an operational support VP of operations as well. So we come back and talk a little bit more about that. This is Deanne DeMarco. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
One of the biggest challenges facing corporate America today is accountability. Lack of accountability results for more than 50% of all business failure. Lack of responsibility, strategy, and follow-up are just some of the culprits that kill accountability. Deanne DeMarco knows firsthand how to drive accountability in your business or organization. Deanne DeMarco is one of the most sought-after advisors and coaches in corporate America. Companies that use Deanne as their company coach often call her their chief accountability officer. Your company or business will grow with Deanne as your CAO. Call 866-91-COACH or email deanne@deannedemarco.com for more information.
My name's Ken, and I am as general a contractor as you'll find. I do
kitchen remodeling, additions, plumbing, painting. Ken does it all. And I'm Mandy,
the owner of the UPS store in my neighborhood. And Mandy here does it all, too. She
handles Ken's packing and shipping. Because when you're remodeling a bathroom and a client
changes their mind on a light fixture or a mirror, Mandy packs it up and ships it out. She also
helps Ken promote his business, like with these new brochures we printed, new business cards.
And the flyers are great, too. In fact, when I'm at a job and I'm expecting a delivery,
I sign for it. I even let him know with a text or email.
Since I got a mailbox at the UPS store. I have to say, as much as I love being on my own, I'm not alone. I've got Mandy here.
To help with the heavy lifting?
Well, figuratively speaking.
To find a locally owned center near you, visit theupsstore.com. We love small businesses. We love logistics. The UPS Store franchise locations are independently owned and operated. Services, pricing, and hours of operation may vary by location. See center for details.
I'm Steve, and I just opened my own barbecue restaurant. I'm the sauce master, but I'm no expert in printing.
And I'm Mary. I own the UPS Store in Steve's neighborhood, and I help with professional printing like flyers and posters to promote Steve's restaurant. Steve loves being on his own.
But I'm not alone, thanks to Mary.
To find a locally owned center near you, visit theupsstore.com. We love small businesses. We love logistics. The UPS Store franchise locations are independently owned and operated. Services, pricing, and hours of operation may vary by location. See center for details.
You are tuned into Today's Inspiring Women with Deanne DeMarco. We'd love to hear your questions and comments about our program. Please send an email to Deanne at deannedemarco.com. That's D-E-A-N-N-E at deannedemarco.com. Now, back to Today's Inspiring Women.
Welcome back. This is Deanne DeMarco on Today's Inspiring Women. And we have got Judy on the line, who's a VP of Operations with the UPS Store. And at one time, she was a multiple franchise store owner as well. And so I'd like to talk a little bit more about when you own your own business, how did you create that work-life balance?
It's definitely a juggling act for sure. But you actually learn to work smarter as opposed to working long. In the beginning, you always work those long hours, but the drive that you have is that you're doing it for yourself and building your future. It's not easy at first. You need practice. You have to know when to stop. Mm-hmm. You certainly have to have a discipline and commitment to yourself. And you need to put those favorite things on a schedule. You really need to, initially, you need to schedule time for yourself and your family and have that work-life balance.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when you're by yourself, that's harder to do than when you have resources or a staff, or you have a business where you actually have people that can help you. And in those cases, obviously, you empower your people to get things done, so that you can enjoy the fruits of your labor and that quality of life on why you went into business for yourself.
Mm-hmm. Well, I got another question for you. You know, when you owned all these different franchise locations, you can't be at every store every day. So did you have like weekly meetings or monthly meetings with all your managers that came together? I mean, how did you do that?
Yeah, great question. It is difficult to have those multiple locations. However, what we did is I did have a tight communication strategy with the team. I found great people that actually had a pride of ownership and actually ran the business as if it was their own. And then we would have weekly calls, and then we would have monthly meetings where we could sit down face-to-face after hours. It was more of a social event that where we could just sit down and be ourselves and talk about what's happening, offer recommendations on areas where they felt they needed a little bit more help with, more time spent, more attention to, and put those all on the table, because oftentimes there was some common issues that even I myself wasn't aware were happening, and just allow that open dialogue.
But you would pull everybody together.
And I so would. They could,
yeah. I was just kind of curious how you did that, because I would think that that would be important to hear each other out, and then also for you to get a pulse on how everybody is doing as well. So one of the questions I have for you, now you're in your, you have a VP role as operational support, and you have a lot of responsibilities. I mean, you oversee, what, 4,400 different locations?
Yes.
Is that about right?
Yes, it is.
You know, so what are some of the better practices that you have in being an effective leader?
You know, I've always believed knowledge is power. So you have to understand and be familiar with the business and know where you're wanting to go. Speak from experience to help influence and teach others. Understand the foundation of the business. Mm-hmm. Build trust and influence others. Develop relationships. Earn respect and credibility. You know, there's that old saying, people don't care what you know as long as they know you care.
Mm-hmm.
So with that in mind, it's also important on how we drive change and increase those results. It's really all about the people and making sure we send the message that we care.
I think that is really important. Yeah, I mean, a manager can have a lot of lip service saying that he cares, but it's when you show it. It's when you're putting it into action.
Absolutely.
It's important. You know, so what advice would you have for women today, you know, like in the corporate world, to reach an executive level in a company? What advice would you have for them?
As a woman, I believe there are two key characteristics. Show confidence and be driven. Know what you want. Be persistent, whether it's a goal or a desire. Know what's expected of you. Believe in yourself. I know we hear that often, but you truly do have to believe that you not only know where you're going, but you have the confidence in yourself to get there.
Hmm.
And always improve. You know, there's no such thing as staying the same. You're either getting better or you're getting worse. Continuing education commitments and growing your skill set are extremely important.
And so are you think that there's any specific personality traits that would contribute to success, either as a woman or in your success?
Deanne, you know, my first thought really goes back to the morals and values I was taught from my upbringing. You know, I'm fortunate that I had very supportive parents. I also was raised in a family of four brothers.
Mm.
Every Sunday morning, my father used to sit me down at a kitchen table where we would have our father-daughter time and our coaching time, if you will, from my father's perspective. And he used to put a map of the United States in front of me, and I was from a place called Novi, Michigan. And he would say, Judy, here's where you're at. I want you to look around this map and realize there's so many places to see, so many places to go, and I want you to know that you have my support and my love, that you can go anywhere you want to go and you can be anything you want to be. You just have to continue to pursue it. So that was one very strong part of my foundation, if you will, that helped me to gain that confidence and the desire to hit those goals and to set those goals and to continue to pursue them.
Wow. So that would be probably the most important advice you've ever received from someone as well.
You know, it's actually part of the important advice, and it's also as my journey and through my career development, I will tell you that there was also a saying that has stayed in the back of my mind as well, when it says, when you help others get what they want, eventually you get what you want. And then in the franchise world, I've also learned that I heard someone say, ego will get you in trouble and pride will keep you there. And in franchising, knowing the difference on when to lend a hand and when to utilize your influencing skills to help you in that and knowing when to be able to help coach and that, do that counseling and communication without interfering with either one.
Oh, I like that. Ego will get you in trouble and pride will keep you there?
Yes.
Well, who gave you that?
It was actually a person that I worked with years ago in this business. We were doing a seminar, and I remember when that slide popped up, and that was the saying, I went, wow, I get that. I understand it. And you know what? Most people get to a point when they're afraid to ask for help because they don't want others to see them as not knowing. It was pretty profound for me, especially in the franchise industry.
I love that. So quickly, do you and your husband still own a number of franchises?
We do not.
Oh, you don't anymore?
No.
Okay, and which you probably had to give up when you took over this position anyway.
Yes.
That'd be kind of a conflict of interest, I would think. Just a little, right?
Yeah.
So there's other listeners out there who maybe are not aware of, I mean, I love my UPS store. I mean, when you're talking about you have to be friendly and you have to have good customer service, I was just, my mind flashed back to the UPS store that I go to like all the time. I mean, I have my business mail address there, everything. And they are always friendly and wonderful. Even if they're having a bad day, they're always friendly. So there's other listeners that may not know about the UPS store. Why don't you tell us a little bit about the UPS store and how it supports the small business owner?
You know, we at the UPS store understand the unique challenges that small business owners face. We've been talking about owning a business throughout this interview. And we offer convenient neighborhood retail service providers offering services and business solutions and expertise to help make small business a little bit easier. As small business owners, and we often find it difficult to improve efficiency and productivity because we're busy with the day-to-day tasks of running the business.
Mm-hmm.
And we want to let our small business owners know that they're not alone. Our franchisees are small business owners themselves, and they understand the day-to-day tasks of running a small business. You know, we serve as a dependable resource offering insight and practical solutions to the endless barrage of issues and needs of small business that the small business owners face. In addition, we offer recognized services like packaging and shipping, printing your materials, you know, mailbox services so that people don't necessarily have to have your home address. They can actually use our street address and use that as the place to receive all their packages. You know, we have the saying that you're not in business for yourself. You're not in business for yourself. Excuse me. You're in business for yourself, but not by yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And that truly is what we do. You know, we provide the business model and all of its associated value to position the franchisees to leverage these resources and build and grow their business while also mm-hmm. helping other business owners in growing theirs.
Yeah, I mean, some of the services that I know my UPS store provides are just really wonderful. You know, like, for example, I was expecting a real important package to show up.
Mm-hmm.
And so I kind of keyed them in that I was expecting this real important package. And, you know, so I'd be checking with them to find out when it got here. And they said, we'll call you when it comes in. And I said, you don't have to keep calling us. We'll call you as soon as it hits us, hits our store, we'll call you right away. And sure enough, they did, you know. And the first time they called, I was, you know, I wasn't at the phone at that particular minute. They kept calling, say, "I want to let you know your package is here. I want to let you know your package is here. You know, better come, it's here," you know. And I really appreciated that. That was just a really nice, you know, it was comforting to know that somebody else was looking out for my interest besides just mine, you know.
Well, they do, and you know, the UPS store works with business owners to develop those custom solutions and ensure their unique business needs are met. If you need to know more about who we are and how we can help small business owners, Deanne, we encourage people to go to the UPS store and to find a nearby location. They can visit the upsstore.com.
Yeah, and then you're also on Facebook and Twitter as well. Is that
we
right?
Are.
And that those addresses are Facebook is what is it just the UPS store.
The
UPSstore.com. Yeah, and a Twitter is at the UPS store, if I remember right.
It is.
Yeah, so, I mean, that's a great place. But, yeah, I would strongly recommend people also to to go to Google UPS Store and see the different things that the UPS Store can offer for you. It's more than just a mailbox location. I use guys for shipping all the time, and I just love it. And they'll do the copying for me. I mean, just a lot of different things, a lot of different services that you guys provide, which I think is just really wonderful. So, Judy, I'd like to thank you very much for being on today's Inspiring Women.
Again, thank you for having me as a part of your show.
Yeah, and again, for our listeners, it's upsstore.com. It's a great place to go to start checking out some of the different services UPS Store provides. Well, we need to wrap it up here. We need to break away for a commercial, and when we come back, I'm going to be talking to a lady who had an invention, had a dream, and was determined to make it happen. This is Deanne DeMarco, today's Inspiring Women. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Become a sponsor and position your company to the fastest-growing market segment, the women's business market. Your organization has the opportunity to be positioned front and center to the women's business market by becoming a sponsor of today's Inspiring Women with host Deanne DeMarco. The show is broadcast weekly and features guests who are prominent and successful women business owners and influential executives. Businesses that fail to recognize the power of the woman buyer are leaving money on the table. Increase your market share to the fastest growing market segment by becoming a sponsor for today's Inspiring Women. Call 708-836-0118 for more information or email Deanne directly at info@deannedemarco.com.
My name's Ken, and I am as general a contractor as you'll find. I do
kitchen remodeling, additions, plumbing, painting. Ken does it all. And I'm Mandy,
the owner of the UPS store in my neighborhood. And Mandy here does it all, too. She
handles Ken's packing and shipping. Because when you're remodeling a bathroom and a client
changes their mind on a light fixture or a mirror, Mandy packs it up and ships it out. She also
helps Ken promote his business, like with these new brochures we printed, new business cards.
And the flyers are great, too. In fact, when I'm at a job and I'm expecting a delivery,
I sign for it. I even let him know with a text or email.
Since I got a mailbox at the UPS store. I have to say, as much as I love being on my own, I'm not alone. I've got Mandy here.
To help with the heavy lifting?
Well, figuratively speaking.
To find a locally owned center near you, visit theupsstore.com. We love small businesses. We love logistics. The UPS Store franchise locations are independently owned and operated. Services, pricing, and hours of operation may vary by location. See center for details.
I'm Steve, and I just opened my own barbecue restaurant. I'm the sauce master, but I'm no expert in printing.
And I'm Mary. I own the UPS Store in Steve's neighborhood, and I help with professional printing like flyers and posters to promote Steve's restaurant. Steve loves being on his own.
But I'm not alone, thanks to Mary.
To find a locally owned center near you, visit theupsstore.com. We love small businesses. We love logistics. The UPS Store franchise locations are independently owned and operated. Services, pricing, and hours of operation may vary by location. See center for details.
You are tuned into Today's Inspiring Women with Deanne DeMarco. We'd love to hear your questions and comments about our program. Please send an email to Deanne at deannedemarco.com. That's D-E-A-N-N-E at deannedemarco.com. Now, back to Today's Inspiring Women.
Welcome back. This is Deanne DeMarco, Today's Inspiring Women, and I have got a real treat for you. We have Cheryl Rigdon on the phone. And Cheryl, if you are a Shark Tank, if you're hooked on the Shark Tank like I am, then you probably remember Cheryl. She had the Spatty and the Spatty Daddy. But let me give you a little information about Cheryl. Cheryl Rigdon works as a full-time speech-language pathologist at a preschool. She has a master's degree in speech pathology and an undergraduate degree in social education, and has been working in that field. Cheryl has always been a problem solver. And when she gets annoyed and not being able to access the product at the bottom of her very expensive bottles of makeup and lotion, she came up with a solution. And that solution was the Spatty, and then later created the Spatty Daddy for those of us who have the similar type of situations in the kitchen with those smaller, thin little bottles. And Cheryl took her invention to the Shark Tank. And for some crazy reason, the Shark Tank folks, nobody picked her up. To my mind, it's just like absolutely crazy. But anyway, Cheryl said, heck with you guys. And she got the Spatty and the Spatty Daddy to market. And I'd like to introduce you to Cheryl Rigdon. Cheryl, welcome to Today's Inspiring Women.
Thank you so much for having me.
I am just so glad to have you on the show. So tell us, I mean, when you went on the Shark Tank, I mean, I'm sitting there in my front room going, how come nobody is taking her, helping her out? This is a fantastic idea. So how did you got turned down? And I remember, if I remember right, you were making that original invention by hand. How did you get that invention to market? Because I saw it in my local, what store was that in? Best Buy? Not Best Buy.
Bed Bath & Beyond?
Bed Bath & Beyond.
Yes.
Yeah, and I saw it in Bed Bath & Beyond. So how did you do all that? How did you make it happen?
Being on the show helped a ton because it got national exposure for the product. The reason I went on Shark Tank was to see about getting money so I could get a mold made. I didn't realize how expensive molds are. I mean, it was like $30,000 to get the mold made, get the product made, not including then the money you have to buy for the material to make the product and then for the packaging and everything else that goes along with that. So when I got turned down or they went on the show, I didn't really know kind of if I was going to be able to move forward with it or not. And one of the things that they tell you is that you don't know if your episode is going to air or not. And I didn't have a website or anything done. And I thought, you know, I can't just let this opportunity go to waste. What if it does air? I don't have a website. I don't have a way for people to order. What if I don't go ahead and move forward with, you know, getting a loan to get the mold made? You know, what if I just let this go by and my episode airs and I have, you know, and I don't have a website, I don't have a way for people to buy it, and I don't know if this would ever, you know, work or not. Mm-hmm. So me and my husband talked about it, and he supported me to go on ahead and get the loan, which was a scary thing to do when you're mm-hmm. taking that chance. But I guess with any small business, you do have to kind of, you know, take a chance, see what will happen. And so I went on ahead and got the loan and got a mold made and got everything into production and got a website up. And when my episode aired, I had so many people pre-order that actually paid for my loan that I had. I was able to pay that off, get the first run of products out. And since then, everything has been cash flow from the business that I've, from profits I've gotten from the business. So it's been, it was definitely worth the risk. By the time it was scary moving forward with it. So the show, getting that national exposure, kind of gave me that bump that I needed to get everything started.
Mm-hmm. So one of the questions I have is, you know, I remember one of the investors saying that they might help you. Did any of those investors ever come forward to help you at all?
Damon was the one who said on the show that he'd help me. He'd give me a phone number to some cosmetic companies.
Right.
And when they came out to do when they filmed, you know, on the show, they like do like a home visit and they kind of film people on their home. But
right.
when they came to do that, the producer gave me Damon's, you know, the information that he had for me. And after the show aired, he sent me a message on Twitter, just kind of congratulating me with everything. And he gave me his email address, and you know, so I emailed him and was you know, thanking him for the support and everything that he'd given me. He actually tweeted about my product on Twitter a few times for me, which was, I thought was nice, because, you know, he's not getting anything out of it. You know, it's his exposure, it really helps. And then he's also has some of his, he has a company called Shark Tank Branding.
Mm-hmm.
Which he's, there are some people on that team that are looking for a potential licensing deal for me, or looking for different places to sell my product. And I've talked with them a few times with a couple different companies that we're working on moving forward with some things. So he's been very generous in that, because, I mean, he's not getting paid anything for it. And, you know, mm-hmm. so I try not to bother him because he didn't invest, in, but he still is willing to help. So I thought that was very, very nice of him.
Yeah, that was nice. I was because I've heard that before where they say, you know, I'm going to give you my email address or my phone number and you call me, or I'm going to try and help you. And I'm wondering if they've ever come through. And it sounds like he really did to try and come out through and help you a little bit.
Yeah, and I can email if I have any questions, and he's always really quick with getting back to me. Like I said, I try not to bother him too much. I could email him every day with a question, but I try to, you know, just on really important things. I really have a, you know, big question, I'll email.
Well, that's cool. So were there any lessons that you learned from being on the Shark Tank?
Well, one of the things that I remember Mark Cuban saying was, you know, it's just a product, it's not a business. So, you know, it's hard. I think he's one of the ones that doesn't really like to invest if it's just a product. And so one of the things that I've worked on is expanding the line. We've kind of split the brand. There's a Spatty and Spatty Daddy, which is the original ones you saw on the show, the blue ones that are now for food products. And then I have a pink line called Extinger Beauty Cosmetic Tool, which is for the beauty products. But they're still, since Spatty and Spatty Daddy got the national exposure, like Bed Bath & Beyond, they still run it as Spatty and Spatty Daddy, not Extinger Beauty.
Right.
And then I have another line that's going to be coming out that's going to be in a box, and it's going to be black and white. And then we're looking to potentially pick up some other products. The name of my company is Rigdon Creative Solutions. Mm-hmm. So we're looking to pick up some potential products in the future that kind of help with day-to-day, you know, things that help make life a little bit easier. So we've, you know, people will send me some ideas and send me some product samples. So we're, you know, looking for down the line to pick up some more of that to extend the company. And so it won't be just a product. So actually we'll become a, you know, a business and have several things that we'll be selling, several SKUs. Also, I guess one of the things that Mr. Wonderful was saying that I think he might have actually invested had I had a business plan. But as you said earlier, I'm a speech language pathologist. I don't have a degree in business. I don't know a lot about business, and so I've had to learn all of it kind of on the go. Mm-hmm. And one of the things he was looking for was a business plan from me, which I just had a handmade product. I hadn't really sold that many. I just sold a few on eBay. And, you know, I mean, I was honest with them. I didn't have one. I didn't know, you know, how I was going to get it out there. I went in kind of starry-eyed, I guess, and was thinking, you know, they have the connections, they have the money, or they can, if they like it, they'll pick it up, they can get it out there for me. And I didn't really need a business plan. But now that I, you know, when things actually started getting started, I've hired on a sales rep, a consultant who does have a business degree and who has sold to retail stores, who does have the years of experience that would take me I would be able to learn it, but it would take me a really long time, where with him, he already has all that and a lot of connections and things, which has been one of the best things that I've done is to hire him on.
So it sounds like one of the big lessons for you has been you got to have a business plan.
Yes, definitely. Yes, that is an important thing to have, and not just kind of, I don't know what the saying would be, just kind of running off the fly, or just kind of, you know, just going out there and just trying. So he's been, like I said, him helping me do a business plan and kind of knowing the business world and the retail world, and has been the biggest help to me ever.
So one of the lessons that you have for other inventors, you know, it's one thing to invent something, but you need to have a business plan on how you're going to market this invention.
Yeah, it's important. And, you know, one of the things is, you know, when there's a couple different, like ECRM, there's things you can go to present your product to buyers. You can't just call up a company and say, hey, who's the buyer for cosmetics? Who's the buyer for food? You know, you can't just get that information from them. So at these things you can go to, like I said, ECRM and other things, you actually can sit down and meet with buyers from different stores, different distributors, that you can sit down and present your product to see if they'd be interested in it. And one of the things I've learned is the buyers change so much. So one week you might have one buyer. The next month, that they might have a different buyer for that same category you just talked with a month ago who said, yeah, I like it, I want to pick it up. And if they don't get the vendor paperwork to you in time, then there could be another buyer. And so then you have to contact them and say, you know, we are fixing to get vendor paperwork for this product. You know, I was working with so-and-so. You know, can you send me the vendor paperwork over? And you have to kind of stay on them and keep emailing them. Sometimes, you know, we've gotten some no's from some companies when I first started that now have picked me up and are going to start selling my product. So you kind of have to, you know, keep at it, keep going to them. And that's one of the things that, you know, surprised me going into this is, you know, because I got told no by Bed Bath & Beyond to begin with, and now it's national, and it's going to be in their Canadian stores as well here soon. I just shipped off to them a few days ago to their Canadian stores. So I think it's important to kind of keep going back to them. You know, a no is not really a no. Once they see other places are picking you up or, like, you know, we've emailed a lot of them, and so emailing them or sending them samples, but then we actually sat down and met with them. It was a different story. Meeting face-to-face, so things like ECRM were, they're expensive, but they're, you know, it's worth it. I found that it was worth it for me.
Interesting. So you know, we need to take a quick break here. And we come back, I want to talk a little bit more about some of these other lessons, you know, because we might have a lot of inventors on the line that just don't know how to get their product to market. And it sounds like this is an interesting road to go. But we need to take a quick break here. When we come back, we're going to talk a little bit more to Cheryl. This is Deanna DeMarco. Today's Inspiring Women. Stay tuned.
One of the biggest challenges facing corporate America today is accountability. Lack of accountability results for more than 50% of all business failure. Lack of responsibility, strategy, and follow-up are just some of the culprits that kill accountability. Deanne DeMarco knows firsthand how to drive accountability in your business or organization. Deanne DeMarco is one of the most sought-after advisors and coaches in corporate America. Companies that use Deanne as their company coach often call her their chief accountability officer. Your company or business will grow with Deanne as your CAO. Call 866-91-COACH or email deanne@deannedemarco.com for more information.
My name's Ken, and I am as general a contractor as you'll find. I do
kitchen remodeling, additions, plumbing, painting. Ken does it all. And I'm Mandy,
the owner of the UPS store in my neighborhood. And Mandy here does it all, too. She
handles Ken's packing and shipping. Because when you're remodeling a bathroom and a client
changes their mind on a light fixture or a mirror, Mandy packs it up and ships it out. She also
helps Ken promote his business, like with these new brochures we printed, new business cards.
And the flyers are great, too. In fact, when I'm at a job and I'm expecting a delivery,
I sign for it. I even let him know with a text or email.
Since I got a mailbox at the UPS store. I have to say, as much as I love being on my own, I'm not alone. I've got Mandy here.
To help with the heavy lifting?
Well, figuratively speaking.
To find a locally owned center near you, visit theupsstore.com. We love small businesses. We love logistics. The UPS Store franchise locations are independently owned and operated. Services, pricing, and hours of operation may vary by location. See center for details.
I'm Steve, and I just opened my own barbecue restaurant. I'm the sauce master, but I'm no expert in printing.
And I'm Mary. I own the UPS Store in Steve's neighborhood, and I help with professional printing like flyers and posters to promote Steve's restaurant. Steve loves being on his own.
But I'm not alone, thanks to Mary.
To find a locally owned center near you, visit theupsstore.com. We love small businesses. We love logistics. The UPS Store franchise locations are independently owned and operated. Services, pricing, and hours of operation may vary by location. See center for details.
You are tuned into Today's Inspiring Women with Deanne DeMarco. We'd love to hear your questions and comments about our program. Please send an email to deanne@deannedemarco.com. That's D-E-A-N-N-E at DeanneDeMarco.com. Now, back to Today's Inspiring Women.
Welcome back. This is Deanne DeMarco on Today's Inspiring Women. We've got Cheryl Rigdon on the line, who is the creator of the Spatty and the Spatty Daddy, as seen in the Shark Tank. And Cheryl, just before break, you're talking about meeting with buyers to buy your product that you had invented. And I think if we have other inventors on the line, they might want to know about that. How did you learn about it was called ECRM?
Yes.
And how did you learn about that ECRM?
I learned about it from my sales rep consultant that I hired on. He's brought several products to market before, so he's the one who knew about this one. There's several others out there as well for different categories. Different buyers will go to different, I guess, shows, you would call it. Mm-hmm. So you kind of have to find the ones that will be so you have the right buyers there, and they'll have shows several times a year. I know the ECRM one, they have, you know, more than one show a year. They have one, you know, for your beauty products, and there's another one another time during the year for something else. And then there's something called GMDC. You can also go there and meet with a lot of buyers. To go to them, it is kind of expensive. It is several thousand dollars to go, but you could sit and meet. Like for 3 days, you can meet with 30 different buyers or more for different stores. So for me, it was well worth it to go because, like I said, you can't just call up these stores and say, "Hey, can I speak with the buyer for this?" They won't, they won't give that information. Was very important.
So sounds like that you had the right business coach, business consultant help you that put you in touch with these things.
Yes, I wouldn't have known about him otherwise. So he's been a great asset to have.
So that also sounds like another important lesson, that if you are an inventor and you don't know the route to go to sell your product, find the right person who's done this before they can really steer you going down the right path.
Yeah, that's been very important to me to have him on my team and to already have that knowledge, that I didn't have. And maybe eventually I would have, gotten it. And, I kind of have, I had a little more help, because I was on Shark Tank and I did have the resource of other people who have been on Shark Tank to help me out. There's actually a Facebook page that people can go to, Shark Tank Entrepreneurs, and then there's a lot of people who have been on the show that are on there as well. You can post questions, and a lot of times people will help you out and kind of give you feedback, that they've experienced, things they've done. So that's been a good resource as well.
Interesting. So one of the questions that might be in the back of other people's minds as well as my own is, you're a full-time speech pathologist and you're running a business as well. How do you manage both?
You just do it. I don't know. I think I'm just one of those people who I don't really like to be bored. I like having stuff to do. So even when I would come home from work, I didn't like just to sit and watch TV or just sit and read a book. I like to be doing and getting things done. I'm a checklist person. I guess I'm very type A in that aspect. When there's been some days I've been extremely stressful. I've cried. I don't know if I could do this anymore. But you just do it. I mean, I don't know. It's just, you have to get it done. There's nobody else that can do it. I do have help from my parents and my husband that, when the case does get, too full, they're there to help me out. With my job, I'm working in the school, so the school hours help as well when you're off. You have more time to get home and to work on things where, I guess, some people, work till 5 to 6. It'll be harder. It's a little bit harder to do. Being in the school, help out.
Wow. So you just make it happen.
Yeah, I don't know. I just do. I just, you just have to. It's not really a choice.
So for our listeners who may not know what the Spatty is and the Spatty Daddy, why don't you tell us about how they can get it, what it is, and what are some of the other things that you have up your sleeve?
Yes, so we mentioned earlier that it's sold at Bed Bath & Beyond nationwide. It's also going to be in Christmas. So in Giant Grocery, a lot of distributors have picked it up, so I'm not sure where all they're selling to, a lot of mom-and-pop stores. You can find it, on Amazon, on shop.com, on my website, thespatty.com. So there's a lot of places you can find the product at. But what the product is for, it is made in USA for a lot of people who like made in USA products. Mine is. It is FDA-approved material. You can wash it in a dishwasher. You can use it on food. So it's safe in every aspect. It's used to, you know, when you can't get any more of that product out, especially your lotions and your liquid foundations, those things that are expensive, this product fits into it to get the remainder of that product out. There's actually up to 25% of product left in containers when it's no longer easy to get out. So, which is a lot. You know, you can actually probably use your foundation for an extra week with this product.
Yeah, and it really works.
It does.
And I just used it the other day on my foundation, and I went, oh, man, it's out. I can get my spatty daddy out, and because I have a little one, and it, sure enough, it gets right in that little tiny opening, and I can get everything out. It was really
amazing.
Great.
Yeah, it's amazing how well it does work and how much it does get out. I always like hearing how well it's working for people, even though I know it works well. You know, I like to hear that it does.
Oh, yeah, it was great. You know, I actually like the packaging where I had the spatty and the spatty daddy, a short one and a long one in the same package. I thought that was really kind of cool as well. I thought that was really kind of great.
Thank you.
You know, for those longer bottles that I have. Oh, anyway, I just love your product. I just think it's great.
Thank you.
You know, I'd like to thank you for being on. And so people need to go to thespatty.com to check you out, or go to your local Bed Bath & Beyond and get a Spatty Daddy combo.
Yes, exactly.
Well, Cheryl, I'd like to thank you very much for being on today's Inspiring Women.
Well, thank you for having me. I've enjoyed it.
Yeah, it's been wonderful. You know, each week I try to address relevant topics for women to help spark your career and life growth. And every week I end with a quote. And this quote that I have this week is from author Gil Stern. And Gil says, "Both optimists and pessimists contribute to our society. The optimist invents the airplane and the pessimist invents the parachute." So your action this week is to reflect on your contributions that you've made over this, let's say, this past month, and notice how you feel about them. Well, until next time, this is Deanne DeMarco with today's Inspiring Women. Have a wonderful day.
Thank you for joining us for this week's edition of Today's Inspiring Women. Please join host Deanne DeMarco and other entrepreneurial and business leaders next Thursday at noon Pacific Time, 3 p.m. Eastern Time, on the Voice America Empowerment Channel. Have an outstanding week.